In June of 2007, it was known simply as the Gorilla Project. Now it's referred to as Hyperion. The proposed project is to build an oil refinery in far southeast South Dakota. State officials celebrated with company executives, calling the $10 billion proposed project a new economic boom for South Dakota. Here's Hyperion Executive Corky Frank addressing the Union County Commission during a zoning hearing back in December of 2007.
It would be a showplace for South Dakota, for Union County, a boom to the economies of all of the surrounding locales. It would be a place that people would want to visit, and we think that South Dakota is a very desirable place to locate this facility.
Fast forward about 5 years, and it seems the refinery plans for Union County are all but stopped. Last month, the company did not extend its option to buy or acquire the land set aside for the proposed site. No land means no refinery, at least at the location in Union County. For many locals who were banking on the economic development potential, this news is disappointing, but maybe not all that surprising.
When you looked at how the market conditions were changing, I think you could kind of see that this was coming down the line.
Steve Howe is the executive director of the Vermilion Area Chamber and Development Company. Howe noticed an article in the Canadian press a few months back. He even tweeted about it. The article pointed to less demand for Canadian tar sands oil. Canadian crude is the main product Hyperion planned to refine. So what's causing the drop in demand for tar sands oil? Here is a hint. This is actually sound of an oil well near the North Dakota border. The huge boom in the oil fields of North Dakota and other new reserves in the U.S. make for cheaper oil right here on American soil. And less demand for Canadian crude means less profit in refining that oil here in South Dakota. Here again is Steve Howe.
I just think that, you know, during this really long delay period that we've had over the last 4 or 5 years, the economics have changed, the market has changed, and it just doesn't, at this point, doesn't look to be a feasible option for them. So,
Howe speculates that Hyperion might be pausing to reevaluate what type of refinery it wants to build and where it wants to put it. Company officials have not commented on tape, but in an email, a company spokesperson says Hyperion is considering its various options and opportunities, and that the company is continuing to dialogue with landowners in Union County. While those in favor of the project may hold on to hope, Union County opponents say that they're pleased the Hyperion oil refinery isn't likely to locate in their backyard. Ed Cable is a spokesperson for three groups that organized against the proposal. Cable is critical of what he calls a lack of transparency throughout the process.
The contention that Hyperion made in that they're a green company, it would be a green facility. They, through the governor of South Dakota, claimed that there would be no pollution past the fence line. They wanted to be a transparent company, yet for those of us who knew what questions to ask, they were just the opposite.
Cable contends that the company opposed an environmental impact statement prior to permitting. He says the lack of transparency even added to further divisions in Union County. Cable says the Hyperion proposal tore the county apart, even at times pitting longtime friends against one another.
So much damage has already occurred to the community and to the relationship between neighbors and even within churches and within cities in Union County. So it's just not a good situation.
Those who support the Hyperion Project also hope that past divisions can be healed. Steve Howe with the Vermilion Chamber calls the news of Hyperion's potential pullout bittersweet. Howe wanted to see an economic boom around this project. At the same time, he says having a major oil refinery loom overhead held up a lot of other potential projects and even tied up land values in the area.
If it is done, it's a relief to have it done. Yes, you know, it would have been great to have it and have these economic opportunities that came with it. But at the end of the day, it's just we're happy to be able to kind of move on.
Hyperion officials haven't officially called the project dead in South Dakota. They're still pursuing a state Supreme Court case over an air quality permit issued for the very land they no longer have options to acquire. Howe says regardless, he hopes Union County can heal its internal divisions and start moving forward with more communication. He says it's important for local residents to find common ground so they can figure out what type of future economic development projects are appropriate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.